perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
I'm brushing up my point of view. I got the pneumatic too.
Incoming. Hey, Coulson, your used car ads came early today. Somebody up there must like you.
Thank you, Bill.
Looking for a new car, baby?
Not just any car. My dream car. A 62 Austin Healey 3000 Mark II.
Well, it's your life, honey. But I wouldn't buy one of those little convertible things. You're gonna spend a ton of money and wind up sucking up bus fumes.
Bart Hockermus, I need to know if you've seen a memo from accounting to payroll. It was about a claim I put in for reimbursement for gas.
Oh, yes, I just sent that up right before Mrs. Ganza's memo.
I don't suppose you read that memo, did you?
No, I didn't. But I did happen to glance at it, and, you know, sometimes if I just look at something, it sticks on my brain. I think I have what they call a pornographic memory.
You know, Bart Hockermus, I probably don't tell you this often enough, but I think you're doing a terrific job.
Really?
Hey, would I lie?
Well, isn't that nice? You know, Mr. Gorpley, people are wrong about you. You do have an ounce of human kindness. So if there's anything I can do for you, you just tell me.
Let me see. What could you do for me? Oh, I know. You could tell me what was in that memo from accounting.
Oh, that's too easy. Give me something.
No,
give me
okay.
something.
No. That's all I want.
Okay, but you have a favor to be named later. To Mr. Marshall from Mr. Berson regarding Gorpley's mileage reimbursement approved.
Thanks, Bart Hockermus.
But keep an eye on the little weasel. I think he's stealing the Chronicle blind. Unquote.
Keep up the good work, Bart Hockermus.
Belky. What do you think you're doing?
I think I'm making friends with Mr. Gorpley.
No, you're not. He was just using you. Belky, your job gives you access to a lot of confidential information, and it's your responsibility to keep that information to yourself. People like Gorpley will try to take advantage of you, but you can't let them. It's not easy, but that's the code you have to live by.
It's a code?
It's a kind of code of honor. You understand what a code of honor is?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous. We sheepherders have a very strict code of honor. Never practice wolf calls while the sheep are sleeping. Never eat lamb chops in front of the flock. And never, ever let them see you sweat.
Well, this code is even easier. You can sweat all you want, just don't tell anybody what's in the mail.
Don't tell anybody what's in the mail. Got it.
Belky, come here. Look at this. I found an ad for a 62 Austin Healey.
Oh, Coulson, that's wonderful.
Listen to this. New paint, wire wheels, radio, and four on the floor.
Oh, that's too bad. But you know what they say? Four on the floor is better than two in the bush.
Valky, there it is.
Oh, Cousin. You really stepped in something good this time. This is nice.
Nice? It's perfect. I'd give my right arm for this car.
How would you shift gears?
It's an expression.
How you doing today? Lou Miller.
Hi, I'm Larry Appleton. This is my cousin, Valky Bartokomous.
Are you interested in this car?
Well... Are you kidding? Is he interested in this car? Does a meteor spit in the woods?
Would you excuse us for a minute?
Sure.
What are you doing?
I'm telling Lou how much you like his car.
Valky, if Lou knows I really want the car, I won't be able to get him to come down on the price.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about bargaining here?
I am.
Well, why you didn't say so? I am the best bargainer on Meepos. Why don't we just quit beating around George Bush and get on with this?
Valky, this isn't as simple as bargaining over the price of a sheep. It takes a certain amount of finesse. Let me handle
Cousin,
it.
Cousin, I can... Cousin, why don't you just watch
and learn?
I've been thinking it over, Lou, and I'm not really so sure I'm interested in this baby after all. I mean, it looks pretty bad. Probably needs a lot of work. What do you say I do you a favor? Take this lemon off your hands for, oh, say, $4,000.
Price of the car is $7,500.
Lou, Lou, Lou. Yeah, we both know that this number means nothing. $5,000, that's my best offer.
My kid made that sign.
But I don't have $7,500. And I really love this car.
Look, kid, I'm sorry. I'd really like to help you, but I got a buyer coming at 9 o'clock tonight who's willing to pay my price. You get here first, you pay my price, you get the car.
Shall I assume class is over? I went through all your pockets and the couch and the chair, and I got $7.34 and a stick of greasy fruit that you could cut a diamond with.
+$7.34.
Have enough to buy the car?
Well, if I add in what I could get for my Mustang, I could buy the Austin, but I'd have to live in it. You know what really bothers me?
When you think there's enough milk for your morning coffee, but there's only 3 drops left in the carton?
Yes, that bothers me.
Isn't that the worst?
Yes, but I am talking about buying the car. The timing is lousy. I mean, why did it have to come on the market now? If I get a raise at my 6-month salary review, I'd be able to make the payments, but the review committee doesn't meet for 2 weeks.
They met yesterday.
They did?
Yeah, the managing editor is going on vacation, so he wanted to get it out of the way.
Wait a minute. If they met yesterday, the memo was probably sent to payroll today.
You think so?
Did you see the memo?
Well, I see so many memos.
You saw the memo, Balky. This is great. You can tell me if I got the raise. Oh. So, Balky, did I get the raise?
Balky?
I can't tell you.
Let me get this straight. You know if I got my raise or not. And you're not going to tell me?
You know, I have a wonderful idea. We've been cooped up here all night. Why don't we just go play racquet ball with Jennifer and Marianne?
Balky.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get my raise?
I can't tell you. I live by a code.
Code? What code?
The male boy's code of honor.
Oh, forget that.
I can't forget that I have a code.
Balky, this is the 80s. Nobody lives by a code anymore. Just look at the guys who are running for president. Now, did I get my raise or not?
Cousin, I know I made a mistake telling Mr. Gorbley about the memo today, but I've learned my lesson.
Oh, now I see what the problem is. Balky, there is a world of difference between Gorbley and me. He's a deceitful, mean person who used you to get information for his own selfish desires. I'm Cousin Larry. Your friend who would never, ever take advantage of you. So, you see, it's perfectly all right to tell me about my raise.
I don't think so. You see, Cousin, no matter who I tell, it would be violating my code.
Balky! It's not like my race is a big secret. I'll find out about it in a couple of days anyway, but... darn it! I don't have a couple of days. That car will be gone by 9 o'clock tonight.
Cousin, I'm sorry, but there's just no way I can tell you about your race. Asking Emibio to give up his code is like asking a tsetse fly to give up his tsetse.
There's really no way.
No, there's no way.
Nothing I could do or say would change your mind?
Absolutely nothing.
Because I wouldn't stoop so low as to offer you money.
I'm glad to hear that.
I wouldn't dream of offering you something sweet.
Cousin, don't do this.
Something like a Sears Tower sundae. Tallest sundae known to man. A mountain of double fudge almond nut ice cream. Running with rivers of hot caramel and topped with mounds of whipped cream and cherries. Cherries, as many cherries as you want. It could be yours, Balky. It could be yours, and not just tonight, every night for a month. All you have to do is just tell me. Tell me if I got my raise.
I can't.
Balky? I was way out of line. Balky, I owe you an apology. Open the door, please. I'm sorry. I am so, so sorry.
been trying to get you to break your code, and you won't. Why? Because you have too much integrity, and hey, I respect you for it. Why don't we just forget the whole thing and get on with our lives?
Really?
Really. I won't mention it again.
Oh, cousin, thank you. That would be such a big load off my spine.
So, what do you want to do? Watch a little TV? Go to a movie?
No.
Or we could talk? You know, it's funny. Sometimes the little things can change a person's whole life.
Oh, boy, don't I know it.
Now, take me, for instance.
Better yet, take the example of my cousin Christos.
I'm just about to have the opportunity.
My cousin Christos, when he was about 8 years old, he got kicked in the head by a goat. And we didn't think that much of it because who hasn't been kicked in the head by a goat? Anyway, when he grew up, he started to have these terrible headaches. And it was just awful. I mean, he couldn't sleep, he couldn't eat, he couldn't work, and nobody knew what to do. And then finally, it hit me. I said, Christos, that hat that you've been wearing since you were 8 years old and the goat kicked you in the head, take it off. It's just too small. So anyway, to make a short story long, he did. And it made a world of difference. And today, Christos is the Surgeon General of Meepos.
Fascinating. Now, let's take what's happened to me. Now, I won't be getting the car of my dreams. So what, you may say. I mean, that happens to a lot of people. But let's take a look into the future. Oh, look. Wait, who is that? Why, it's Larry Appleton, but why is he sleeping on a park bench covered with newspaper? What happened to him?
I don't know. His back is to me.
Well, they say it started when he got the chance to get the car of his dreams and couldn't take it. Why? I think we all know why. Never the same after that. He spent all his time going from one used car lot to another. The dealer said they'd find him another Austin Healey, but they didn't. And it was all downhill from there. He lost his job. His friends. And finally, his will to live. Oh, my Lord.
What is it?
Well, he just rolled off the park bench. I think he stopped breathing.
Cousin, don't die. You're getting a raise.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Thanks, Belky. You saved a life.
Are you gonna buy it, or are you gonna tear up the sign again?
I'm ready to buy.
Fine, I'll go get the paperwork.
Thank you.
May I ask why you're sitting in the fireplace?
Because I am disgraced. And when I am disgraced, I have to sit among the ashes.
Oh, right. That's one of those meepos things. Balky, I didn't buy the car.
You didn't?
No. Something happened when I got to the used car lot. And this afternoon, the car looked soft and blurry, kind of glowed.
Like Sybil Shepherd does on Moonlight?
Exactly. But tonight, after what I did to you, everything changed. Suddenly, it just looked like an old car. And I realized I put that stupid car above our friendship.
Oh, of course. You didn't buy the car because of our friendship?
Yeah, I couldn't. Pretty dumb, huh?
No, Corson, I'm proud of you.
Proud of me? I made you violate your code.
Well, yeah, you did, but I didn't even know I had that code until you told me about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm great at pointing out codes to other people. I just don't live by them myself.
Yes, you do. You live by a code. It just takes a while for it to kick in.
I just wish it would kick in sooner so I wouldn't feel like such a jerk.
You are not a jerk.
I'm not?
No, you're tricky and devious and a lousy bargainer, but you're not a jerk.
Thanks.
Listen, I want to do something to cheer you up. What can I offer you? Perhaps something sweet? Why don't we go get the Sears Tower sundae? I'll buy.
No, I'm the tricky, devious one. I'll buy.
No, cause let me buy.
No, I should
please,
buy.
Please, let me buy.
I'm the...
Look. I want you to be cheerful. I'll buy.
Okay.